Okay. Well, I just had to say, wow. I've been anticipating this day for a long time now. I didn't realize I would have to use this weird gadget thing. It's kind of interesting, but apparently it's what pastors use. So, I can't say that I'm necessarily good at public speaking. It's definitely not my God-given gift. But I think that when God gives us an opportunity, the only thing you can do is take it. And I'm only 15, so I haven't had much experiences like most of you have, so I can only relate so much, so just bear with me. And I could give you a summary of my life, but I think over the past 10 years, my dad's done a pretty good job of that, so I think you know me pretty well. I will say this, though, I do not use sports analogies like my dad. I did not inherit the desire to sit and watch a football game for 3 hours on TV. And I don't even know what a down is, so football is not my thing. But my first and last thing I want to say, level 13, is that I have one more thing. That one more thing is that everything and everyone has a purpose. If there's one thing you should know about me, it's that I'm nostalgic. I love to look at old pictures, I love to remember old stories and memories, and some of them I've been able to share with people in the church. On my third birthday, I was the flower girl in John and Candy Wall's wedding. Once I went to Ellen Shifley's house or apartment, and we sat on the ground and ate Taco Bell while watching TV. And I remember Echo Ops and Dathan Payton and I sitting in the back of the van watching movies because we did not want to participate. I have been able to grow up in a church full of memories and stories, ones that I will cherish forever. But one of my favorite memories was a year and a half ago, the Clyde Youth Group went up to Indy for the Fall Youth Conference. And as many of you know, the hotels down there are all connected to the mall. So between our sessions, my friends Kate, Shelby, three boys, and I, we went to go get lunch. So we were walking, and for some reason during the day, the up escalators seemed to be turned off. I'm not sure why, but it was like every day. So Kate and Shelby come up with this great idea to go up the down escalator. So normally I participate with them. I'm actually the one who comes up with the dumb ideas. And I'm not saying I haven't done this before, but I decided to sit this one out. And thank goodness for that. So the boys and I are walking up the turned off up escalator. And Kate goes first, so she's running and running because you know it's hard. It's going the opposite way that she's trying to go, and they made sure no one was around, so she's running, running, Shelby's on her tail, and Kate gets to the top, and a little buddy comes around the corner, and a cop grabs her arm, and Shelby sees this, tries to turn around to act like she's going the wrong way, falls, and tumbles down the escalator. Still to this day, we laugh every single time we talk about it. It's one of my favorite memories. But you see, the escalators had a purpose. You go the wrong way and you run into trouble. Genesis 2:7 may as well be my least favorite Bible verse. It says, "Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person." So if I'm getting this straight, us, me, you, all of us, God's greatest possession, his greatest treasure, are made of dirt, this stuff. This stuff that when we get on our shoes or on our hands, we have to go wash it off. It's gross. We don't like it. We're made of dirt. And I really just don't get it. People will say, "Get that dirt away from me, get that messed up person away from me." But God says, "No, no, no. Bring that person to me. I have laid my hands on that dirt, and I have shaped it to be who they are and to serve the purpose I intended them to." Many times people struggle with finding their purpose, and they will go sink so low just to find it, and they will do anything to feel a sense of use. But God tells us our future, and he calls us at his plan time, not ours. My last year of junior high camp, going into eighth grade, Kyle Horton was the speaker, and he was just incredible. I don't know why it kind of sunk so low to me, because sometimes camp messages, you're just like, it's okay. But Kyle Horton was my all-time favorite camp message ever that I've ever been to, and I've gone to camp my whole life. But he talked about adopting people into the family of God. And he talked more along the lines of like just accepting people. And, you know, he said, everyone has the table and you just keep pulling up chairs because the table is endless. But I kind of took it as like adopting people as in you need to accept them and serve the Lord while serving them. So it was the last night of the and it was a salvation message, and you know, that always sinks in so low, even though it seems kind of like a cheesy message, but you always can feel God in that moment. And God called me to be a missionary. And as a 13-year-old, I had no idea what that meant. I didn't know what to do with that information, but I waited. I prayed, I read the Bible, I had conversations, I had questions that I talked to people about, and then Jesus spoke to me. In the middle of the night, a couple months later, I woke up to God calling me to be a missionary in Uganda. So I took that calling and I ran. I am now 11 months and $600 away from a month-long trip to Kampala, Uganda. It's pretty incredible. So I'm excited for that, and I feel like the further I go along in my relationship with Christ, the more I feel ready for this. Besides the fact that I will have to do a lot of new things, like eat new foods. I don't know if anyone knows me, but I'm a very picky eater. I won't even eat chicken off of a bone. I think it's disgusting. So given that fact, and that way I am not ready for this trip, but I'm trying to prepare myself. But you could be 38 years old. You could have worked in your field for 15 years and still not feel a purpose and a calling in that area. And it could be God saying, I have something greater for you. Because you just have to stir it up. Find new hobbies, find new interests, and people to surround yourself with. Explore your heart and your mind with God's intentions, not your own. You just have to stir it up because it's in you. I've heard it said, the wealthiest place on earth is the graveyard. Because buried in that graveyard are dreams that never became a reality, songs that were never sung, and books that were never written. They are buried in the cemetery because the person didn't stir it up. Four key points to finding your purpose are people, experience, scripture, and past. So people. I've known my best friend Kate since birth. We have grown up together. We've done life together. Not that we weren't forced, because our parents went to college together, so we had to, but the older we get, it's a choice. But our parents always said, it's funny, because the older we get, the closer we get. Apparently, we used to fight a lot when we were little, and I've always never understood it. I didn't get why that was until recently. We have grown up at Fairmount Wesleyan Campground, which, if you guys haven't gone, family camp is this week, so you should all go one day. But as we got older and got into the youth camps, we got to firsthand experience God together. And when you experience God together with a person, it makes your relationship that much stronger, because it's not just you guys, it's God holding you guys together. She lives in Ohio, so I don't see her too often, but still weekly we have conversations about God, whether it's just reminding each other that through the hard times, God's with us and he's walking through life with us, or if it's a who is God conversation. I'm surrounding myself with her because she brings out my desire to want to know God more and to be a better Christian. Jade Metz, many of you guys have heard of her, have known her. She and her family are the ones I will be staying with when I go to Uganda, but they are the most influential people in my life. They're just so incredible, and just their testimony. And recently, they were supposed to go back, I think the beginning of this month, and God apparently had a different plan. Their son had some things that made them have to take a step back and wait, but they still have complete trust and they have patience, and just that they were completely ready and had to give it up is incredible. And they gave up their life. They were living in Marion and they just gave it up to go explore something that they didn't really know much about, but talking to them, the little conversations I've had is so incredible. And just when I think about her and her family, I know my mood definitely changes. But if we don't surround ourselves with the right people, it makes it that much harder to find our purpose. And finding our purpose should be a priority. Experience. Putting ourselves in situations so we can experience God's movement is very important. I've grown up in the church, and Echo Ops, even from a young age, pushed me into the direction I have been going. You get to be with people and show God's love through simple acts of kindness, which is always fun. And I'm a people person, so surrounding myself with Echo Ops and all the positives that go along with it led me closer to my purpose. So if you want to find your purpose, do hard things and try new things, because God will show up in that area. Scripture, Ephesians 2:10 says, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. This is really weird. Oh, sorry. Okay, for we are God's handiwork, creating in Christ Jesus to do good works in which he has prepared in advance for us to do. This has been my life verse. It has helped me find my purpose, and in fact, the year that it kind of became my life verse was at camp. Kai Horton spoke on it, so it's kind of been with me through this whole new aspect of my life. And this past couple of years, I have been making reading my Bible daily a priority, trying to get in the daily word. And through that, I find verses every day that relate to who I am and where God's taking me. So read your Bible and find a life verse, because the words, it's going to tell you more than what the words are saying on the page. It's going to help you to read between the lines and see where God's taking you. Past. My great-grandma, my great-grandpa, my grandpa, my dad, two of my uncles are all pastors. I have an uncle who is training to become a pastor, and we're all churchgoers. So my family's past and our relationship with God is helping me to determine my future. I've grown up learning God's word, and now I'm transitioning to teaching God's word. So it's pretty incredible. But you meet new people, you surround yourself with believers, and you're stirred up. You experience new things, and you're stirred up. You remember your past and apply it to your future, and you're stirred up. You dive into scripture and soak up God's word, and you're stirred up. You keep stirring and stirring and stirring, because it's in you. It's kind of disgusting, actually. But God has a gift inside of us. Whether we know it or not, God knows it because he put it inside of us. We may be made of dirt, but inside of us is what's important. It's a gift and a purpose. He's calling us, and he is calling you, because you have a purpose in God's kingdom. So go explore. All right. That was fast. I talked really fast. But okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity that I got to have to speak in front of the church, basically the only church I've ever known, and the people who have helped me to grow up and to experience life. I ask that you help everyone to just kind of go in the direction that you want them to read their Bible and to experience new things and to surround themselves with the people who are important and the people who are going to bring them closer to you, and to remember their past and allow it to apply to their future. I ask that you help them to all know that whether they feel it, whether they know it, they have a purpose and they have a gift inside of them. And I ask that you help us to all just follow you with open hearts and to know that you are taking us in the right direction. In your name we pray, amen.